from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Bermuda is bracing itself for the arrival of Hurricane Felix, but Chief Minister Swan says the independence vote will go ahead. In St. Vincent, the Owens Offshore Bank shed some light on opposition allegations against the Attorney General, and all roads now lead to the Oval as the fifth test between England and the West Indies ends in a draw. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Well, as Hurricane Felix charges towards Bermuda, Premier John Swan says tomorrow's independence poll is still on. Weather experts are predicting that Hurricane Felix will hit Bermuda directly at 1 a.m. local time. Well, I'm joined now live on the line by journalist George Rush in Hamilton. George, surely there can't be too much interest being given to the vote. What with the threat of Hurricane Felix?
Not with the immediate situation. Certainly everybody's mind is concentrating on the 70 to 80 mile an hour winds that are blowing even at the moment. Now, the Bermuda Weather Service announced about 15 minutes ago that the closest point of approach for Hurricane Felix will be in about 3 hours' time. The wind will be passing just to the west of us, and for various meteorological reasons, that's the worst-case scenario. We expect about 10 hours of hurricane winds blowing at certainly over 100 miles an hour throughout the night, and a tide surge will coincide with high tide at about midnight, which will take the tide surge up to perhaps 15 feet. We think these winds will be dropping off during the day to what are described as gale force winds. There will be severe thunderstorms, and yes, everybody's mind is at the moment concentrating on the very severe weather.
Yet still the government says it will press ahead with the referendum. I mean, how is the government justifying that decision? And I understand that you actually spoke to the Premier about it.
I did, and Sir John Swan gave legal reasons as to why the referendum should go ahead. I had a conversation with him about 4 o'clock this afternoon, and this is what he said.
The registrars in charge of the provisions of the Parliamentary Election Act, and therefore in charge of the referendum provisions of the Act itself. The Act also prescribes that the registrar shall name returning officers whose job it is to carry out certain functions. Therefore, the date has now been set as prescribed for by the Referendum Act. We've had two pre-polls. It is really a matter now for the pure discretion of the registrar and the presiding officers to carry out the duties as prescribed for by the referendum provisions.
Bermuda's Premier John Swan. Back now to George Rush in Hamilton. So, George, are the local polling officers likely to postpone the referendum using their powers come tomorrow?
Well, under the Parliamentary Election Act, under which this referendum is partially being organised, they have absolute discretion to say at 10 a.m. tomorrow when they open their polling booth, the weather is too severe, I now declare that this polling station is closed and will be open at this time tomorrow morning. Or they can do that any time up to 9 p.m. tomorrow evening when the polls close. And there is nobody that can interfere with that pragmatic assessment that each one of them makes. So I may go to my polling station and be able to vote in the referendum, whereas a colleague or friend may not be able to vote in his until a day or two, perhaps.
And on the bigger question, how much experience do Bermudians have with hurricanes as one makes its way towards you now?
Well, we're a lot more prepared than we used to be, and we have now our own Bermuda Weather Service, because the Americans have left the weather service here to us as they're departing Bermuda, and we even have a standby radio station which works off generators, and that's operated up at the Emergency Measures Organization at police headquarters. So we've got a couple of police disc jockeys standing by ready to keep us entertained and informed throughout the night should the radio stations go off the air, and a group of radio stations, there's about three of them here, have already been knocked out by the power, by the electricity.
Well, George, I think we should let you go now, give you a chance to go home and batten down the hatches. George Rush, live on the line there from Hamilton, Bermuda. In St. Vincent, the offshore bank, which has been named in an opposition motion of no confidence against the government, has responded to a series of questions posed by Caribbean Report. The no-confidence motion is based on allegations of financial impropriety made against the Vincentian Attorney General, Parnell Campbell. The opposition Unity Labour Party claims, among other things, that Mr. Campbell requested and received loans amounting to some $2 million EC dollars from the Owens Bank. It says these loans were granted interest-free and without security. The opposition says that to date, not a cent of these loans has been repaid. It also claims that the Owens Bank paid off an American Express card debt of over $6,000 on Mr. Campbell's behalf. Seeking clarification of these and other questions raised, Caribbean Report faxed a series of queries to the bank's legal representative. More in this report.
We asked the bank how much money did it lend to Parnell Campbell during the period 1987 to 95. In its faxed reply, the bank's representative said it's not its policy to publicly divulge information regarding its banking transactions. However, the reply went on to say that it appears several bank files concerning details of lawful transactions between the bank and Mr. Campbell in the period 1987 to 1993 were removed from the bank's registered office in the chambers of its local representative and lawyer, René Baptiste. It said the documents were removed during a search conducted by a local legal firm, Commission & Commission, and the Paris-based law firm of the